being more correct.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen to that. And that's my brother, Baruch Hashem, is coming home today.
Oh, Baruch Hashem. Oh, Baruch Hashem, let him come.
Amen.
Was it? We didn't show it
in. He's coming home. His brother, he's supposed to be brother with
him. Oh,
Baruch Hashem. Ah, we should go back to the synthesis. So we're in talking about Tetham and Bay. Sort of the Tetham and Bay, sort of something. Olive. The whole story, basically. Yesterday we left off with a chart. I think we need to look at Zoran and add a little bit to it. So, let's just remind ourselves what happened. Yesterday the Gemara of the Kasha. We had the Tetham and Bay and the brackets. The brackets. We can ask anyone to mute themselves because there's an echo. So by the brackets. So the bracket says, Mi Aminon in Chayshim Shema Gura Chulda. Do we really say that we're not Chayshis for a Chulda dragging the Chomet? Do you really think we're not Chayshis for that? We know and the next mission says, that you do have to be Chayshis. The next mission says, Moktani Sefer. The next mission says, Ma Hashem Mishayim. That any chomets left over after the Bdikas Chomets, you should place in a hidden place. So that you shouldn't need to do a Bdika afterwards. That means, if you wouldn't leave in a hidden place, we would have to be choshes that a chulda took the chomets from one place to the other place, and then we'd have to do a whole new Bdika. If somebody is from Avon, if somebody would leave the chomets lying around, then it's saying in the Mishnah, that Masha Mishayat, if you don't leave it between, if you don't leave it in a hidden place, if you don't leave it there, then you will have to do another Bedika. You will have to do another Bedika. Why should I have to do another Bedika? Here it is, because we are Chayshis for Chulda. Well, Chayshis, the Chulda will go from place to place. So that is a steer to what? To what is a steer? Where's the steer? You taught me one thing somewhere. I see from the next mission the opposite. I see from the next mission they do have to be choshes. They're holders of comments from place to place. So where's the steer to? So yesterday we mentioned, which was a Rabbanan point, that we mentioned in the Beit HaMikdash, that Bemet and the Mishnah told us, the Mishnah told us, that merely in the muscle, you don't need to worry about it because in the double safe. So we told you a story, in the double safe. So what do you want from being worried about taking chametz from your box? That's not merely. We're not worried about in the double safe. So what are you worried about? So it says, the question is from mocking the mocking. The question was the Mishnah of Tesla and Aleph says that you're not chesus. Because you're not chayshus me mocking the mocking. Why not chayshus me mocking the mocking? The mocking the mocking is no aim to double safe. Within your house, you could look after it. You could make sure that no chomet should, no chulda will be able to bring chomet from place to place. We'll check in the house at the same time and do it. So within the house, there shouldn't be a chash of aim to double safe. And yet the mitzvah says you don't need to worry about it. That's the question we're asking you. That's the question. Here you're telling us, in Daf Yudam and Beis, you're telling us that you do have to worry that chametz went from a box of leftover chametz around the house. You do have to worry about it. And Daf Tesa and Adam told us that you don't need to worry about it. And Daf Tesa and Adam was not because Ein Adav is safe. Because if it was because Ein Adav is safe, it's not true. Me mocking the mocking means yes, it's not the same. You can jolly well do it. And yet it says you don't need to worry about it. So how can we relate that to the Yud on the base and the Yud on the base is seen that you do have to worry about comments going from place to place? That's the question of the Gemara Al Pi Tesis. Right?
Yeah, could you say one's the case where you see, one's the case where you don't see? We don't worry if you don't see it, but here you might see it go up.
Yeah, I'm not trying to point out something. No, I want to stress this. We are asking from the beginning of the Mishnah on Daf Tesa and Aleph. The beginning of the Mishnah says, Ein chayshus, and you do not need to worry about it. Mimakim and Mimakim. And that's talking about a case where you did not see. You didn't see that he took the chametz. And you don't need to worry about it. The Gemara carries on, Hachayis, Hachazinon. If you did see it, then you would have to worry about it. But the Mishnah is talking about where you didn't see. You did not see. So you did not see a chulda takeaway. And yet we said you don't need to worry about it. Or because of that, we said you don't need to worry about it. And yet, and that Yud on the base, which is talking about, which also a case where I didn't see. We're telling you, make sure you put your comments in a particular place. You shouldn't be worried about it. You don't need to worry. You should be careful about it, because otherwise you would have to be worried about getting lost. That's a steer. Yeah, Mordechai, you ask him?
Yes.
Is it possible to say Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Aleph when he says Mokum la Mokum? It doesn't mean but Oiso Bayit. It means we Mokum from one place to another place, even from another place in the city. That you don't have to be worried about. But in one house, there you would have to be worried about it.
Right. Very good. We could say that except to be wrong, because the Mishnah says Mi Bayit a Bayit. There's nothing else left. If Mokim Mokim means, I don't know what, it means nothing else left. Mokim Mokim must mean from place to place, in the house.
Within one house.
Because, let's say, from one place, one house to another house, it's mentioned in the Mishnah. One chotze to another chotze, mentioned in the Mishnah. Ere'er, mentioned in the Mishnah. So what's left?
There is a thing about the progression. Because you expect to go from smaller to larger to larger to even larger. Whereas, is medium, Mokum the Mokum is small, Chotze the Chotze is larger than the house, and Ere Ere is even larger. So there seems to be a break in correct order, a progression.
Right, Yabiyaka. That is an issue with this Mahala. It is an issue. And this question is asked by the Tlach and by the Yeshua, and other achrinim. And the pshat, the basic pshat is, if you learn like this in Tosfos, the basic pshat is something called loizu avdu. Not only this case, but even another case. Meaning, when I tell you don't need to be worried about doing b'dikas chometz, do it about worrying about chulda taking chometz from place to place, it's easier to understand that you don't need to be worried about me bias to bias. Then we mock him and mock him. It's easy to understand that. Why? Because me bias the bias is aim of a safe. You're going to get everyone to be doing Deacon Summit. It's also not to Shriach, says the Pnei Yeshua, that their holders should take from one house to another house. They normally live within the same house. So me bias the bias is more possible that you don't need to do Bedika. The Chiddush is, you don't even need to do Bedika. Because we by mocking and mocking. You don't even need to do the deacon by mocking and mocking. The mocking and mocking might have thought, there's hatred of a safe. You don't even look after it. So you might have thought that the mocking and mocking would have to be chayshish. So that's the first opening words of the Mishnah. Yaakov asked, which is something which Yossi was bothered about yesterday, partly, it's a much stronger point, that's the problem. But with the way we're reading the Mishnah now, the way we're reading the Mishnah is, Ein Choshesh, and you don't have to worry, Shem, that perhaps, Shem, you don't have to be concerned. Shem, a guru, a chulda, me bais, a bais. Why not? That's Ein Adobah Soif. That can hear is Ein Adobah Soif. It's also not the Shia. A bigger chiddush. Even Mokhin, not Mokhin, you don't need to be worried about. But there is Ein Adobah Soif. And it is more Shia. Even there, you don't need to be concerned. So far, so good. Now's the problem. The in came, Mechotze lechotze, me'ir le'im, ain't the dollar safe. The in came, if you're going to tell me you have to worry about what I just told you, then you'd have to be worried also about me'ir le'im, and mechotze lechotze. Or mechotze lechotze, and then me'ir le'im. Now that is difficult. What do you mean the in came? What's the in came? The in came. If you're worried about, if you would have to be concerned about me'mokim le'mokim, then you'd also have to be worried about me'ir le'ir, mechotze lechotze. Why? Why? Why would I have to worry about it? Me'mokim le'mokim is Yesh the Dovah Tzayv. The other ones ain't the Dovah Tzayv. Adam, how do we read this Mishnah? How do we read the Mishnah? Ein Choshen. We're going back to the test on the Aleph of the Mishnah. Ein Choshen, Shema, Gerah Chuldah. You don't have to be concerned about Chuldah. Don't have to be concerned about Chuldah. Shema, Gerah Chuldah, Mi Bayis Abayis. Don't need to be concerned. Not only from a Bayis Abayis, you don't need to be concerned about it. Because here, Mitzvah, because here, Ein Adav Asayim. But even in Mokim and Mokim, you don't have to be concerned. Even though Mokim and Mokim is Yesh Adav Asayim. But you don't have to be concerned. But you came, because if you would tell me, you'd tell me earlier, you came. I just told you a chiluk. Me mocking the mock, you could do it. Me bite the bite, you can't. So why, if you would have to be concerned, me mocking the mock, then it automatically would mean you'd also have to be concerned, me chotzer the chotzer, or me ear the ear. Why would that be? Why would that have to be? Yeah, that's the question which you also resolved that. Yesterday, everyone, Chaps the question, understands the difficulty in the Mishnah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. I suppose to hear the difficulty. We're asking that the De'im Kain doesn't make sense. What's the De'im Kain? And my rabbi said, these words, De'im Kain, is the crux to understand Omid Beis. This De'im Kain is the crux to understand what the question of Al-Gamar Omid Beis is. Let's explain it. We mentioned it partly when we learned the beginning of this sugya. We have to understand how Chazal institute takanos. We have to understand how they do. Chazal, when they make gzeiros or takanos or mitzvahs, they don't make them based on a particular situation. That's not how Chazal go ahead and make takanos. They don't base on a particular situation. They make general rules that fit in with the whole picture. So now, says the Gemara, if Chazal would tell you have to worry about chuldos when you can, that would mean that you have to worry about chuldos full stop. It would mean you have to worry about chuldos. Chazal don't say, you know what, Zubdika's comment, in this place like this, in this place like that. They don't do it like that. There's one takana. Now, if the takana of Chazal would be that you have to worry about chuldos, then it would have to be a blanket rule. And it'd have to be worried about chuldos in every situation. Says the Mishnah, that's not possible. You're right, Mimokin, I could have been worried about chuldos. So if you tell me I have to worry about chuldos, then I have to worry about chuldos also. And that thing is over time. So it can't be, it cannot be in the Konas Chazal to worry about chuldos. Can't be. Because ain't it over time. That's what the Mishnah of Tess is saying. So what's the Mishnah saying again? You don't have to be worried about me bias the bias. Well, I could have thought me smart. I don't need to be worried because ain't it over time. Not only that, you don't need to be worried, me mocking and a mocking. Why? There I could do it. No, you can't. Because if you're going to tell me you have to worry about chuldos where you can, then it would have to be a blanket rule saying you always have to worry about chuldos. And that's impossible, ain't it? Other side. The Chazal would never have instituted the Takana telling you to be worried about chuldos. That's the pshat in the Mishnah of Testament Aleph. You hear it? Odd time. I want to see some people's heads nodding, that's all. Odd time. The Mishnah is telling me. You should know. Me ear to ear, me bias to bias, you don't need to worry about it. Say that, I can swallow that. But even me mocking and mocking, you don't need to be worried about the chum.
Yeah, so there's one
in another place, another.
What issue with this, though? We're saying, you're saying that it's not a situational, it's just a thing, Bacall, we don't worry about Chuldas. But we see from the Gemara that they're saying one is if you didn't see, one is if you did see, which means they do differentiate the situations.
Very good. So says you're quite right on this point. Very good, Mordechai. Says the Gemara that you're right. Now I told you that in the general Takonas Chazal, Chazal don't make a difference. That's in a case where you don't see Chomet. But once you've done your Bdikas Chomet, and now you see a Chulda taking Chomet, that's not included in the general Takon of Bdikas Chomet. That's not the general Takon of Bdikas Chomet. That is not your own personal issue. Your own personal issue. That I can't make a svar to be mechanic. I'll say your own personal issue where you can do Bdikas, you have to do Bdikas. And in other places where you can't, you don't need to. But when they're instituting for the first time the Takonas Chazal, how to do Bdikas, they would never make a Takonah and say, if you live in a house, then you have to do it this way, and Mechotze Chotze this way. It wouldn't do such a Takonah. They wouldn't do it. There would never be Mitzvah, and you have to worry about Chulda for one part, but not for another part. That's how the Gemara, the Mishnah understood. Matzah's right. If you actually did the after the Bdikas, you saw the Chulda took in Chomet, then, says the Gemara, Mimokan, you do need to do Bdikas. If I survive here, you wouldn't need to do it. Right? So that's not anymore the general takana that they made. That's Tamadin, you've got to deal with it. But the takana, takana's chazal, always is with some clear gdorim, some clear parameters, some clear gdorim, how to do the zika, what is included in the zika. So if you're going to tell me, mimokim, you have to worry about a chulda, it would be across the board, says the Mishnah. It would be across the board. And we know that's not true. It can't be across the board. It cannot be, because it is not possible. So it must be worked the other way around. Since me, you should have to worry about it, so mimokim lamokim also you don't need to worry about it. Don't need to worry about chulda. Unless, of course, you know something happened, Mela. You don't need to worry about Chulvais if you don't know anything happened. That's how Mishnah of Tesamad Aleph. Comes the Mishnah Gemara and Yud on Tesamad Beis, and, it's a Peretic Akasha. You see clearly on the Mishnah of Yud on the Beis, see clearly in the Mishnah of Yud on the Beis, that you're wrong. That we do differentiate between one and the other. We do. We say that when you finish doing Bedika, you have to put your chomet in a particular place. So you see clearly the Chazal said with Bedika's chomet, you see, we do have to worry about the chulda going from place to place. So he says, of course, me'ilei, we don't have a question, because of course me'ilei, we would never make such a tekana. But at least we mock him and mock him, you see Chazal did differentiate between one and the other. How can the Mishnah of Tesom and Arab say Zerim Cain? How can the Mishnah of Tesom and Arab say, no, it can't be we're worried about Mimokim and Mokim, Zerim Cain, it would also be Me'ele, and since in the places where you can't care about it, Chazal won't worry about Chuldai, so too in a place where you can be careful about it, Chazal won't worry about Chuldai, how can the Mishnah tell me that? And of you, Amad Vaisi, see my first law like that. And of you, Amad Vaisi, see that at least we mock him and mock him. We all worried about Chuldais. That's the Kasha of Testament base. You hear? The Kasha of Testament base is the Kasha on the Din Cain of the Mishnah of Testament Aleph. The Din Cain, that Din which he told us, that we learned out that all these Chomets have the same parameters, same Gdorim, that's wrong from the Yodom Adesis. You're not like that. You see, when you do Bedikas Chomet, you have to worry about Chuldai. Obviously not Me'ili. Obviously not Mechotze Chotze Bivayis Mike. Then you don't have to worry about it. But when you mock him, you have to worry about it. What happened to this policy of Chazal that we don't make different concerns regarding where we are? Not true. If you can avoid it, you have to. You hear Rabbi Yaakov? Rabbi Yaakov, I heard? You're on mute. I take it you heard.
No, I heard.
Okay, Ekta Molochai. Ekta Bernard, you hear the vops?
Yes.
Yeah, I do hear it.
Very good, Mr.
Parent.
Yeah, we're good.
Very good. Okay, that's good. Yeah, Yossi, no, you're masculine. Excellent, I got some man out of Yossi. Okay, very good. Okay, that is, that's the Gemara's Kasha and Ahmed Bey. Omi, Omi, back to the test Ahmed Bey. Omi, 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 do we really say, now the way we're going to explain it, the way I'm explaining it, by the way, is the way that Tzlach, and maybe you heard, he explains it, and the testament Aleph, he speaks all out, based on this Gemara as well. So, the way we're just now explaining it, there's countless ways of learning the Gemara. The way we've learned is the way that Tzlach, has learned. So, Omi Aminon, says the Gemara, Omi Aminon, do we really say that there's a blanket rule, and where you can't help it, where you can avoid it, you don't need to be concerned about it. Are you really saying? You do have to leave it. That's the great kasha, as you see. We are concerned. There is no such great policy of Chazal that since in some places they can't be concerned about it, therefore we're never concerned about it. No, where you can avoid it, you should avoid it. And therefore, don't leave the chametz lying around, because if you leave the chametz lying around, you're going to have to do another bedika. How are you going to do another bedika? Yes, you all stand in one place, and you'll search out the whole place, and you'll do it all in one go. That's the kasha of the Gemara. Amar Abaya, says Abaya, tell him answer. Loi kasha. Ha ba'u ba'atha, ha b'shvesha atha. No, you learned this Gemara already? No, how did you learn it? Ha ba'u ba'atha, ha b'shvesha atha. That's one way of doing it, scratching your head. Yeah, it's a problem. What do you mean, Mommy? How about God? He explains a bit more. There's a difference between the 13th and the next Mishnah is talking about the 14th. Meaning, says the Gemara, he speaks out. On the 13th, the Shkia Christa, where there's plenty of bread, the Kulabati, there's loads of bread everywhere, plenty of bread, the Kulabati. Lord, it's there. These Chuldais don't bother doing B'dikas. Don't bother storing the Chametz. So, you know, don't have to be worried about it. Aim Khashi, don't need to worry about it because they won't drag comments from place to place. But the Arbosa, on the 14th, the Lois Khikharifti Bikurabati, there's already a very limited amount of bread, because everyone's doing Beal comments already. Mitzvah, that's when he's gonna start hiding his comments. A difference between the 13th and the 14th, that's going to the brains of a chuldah. Chuldah brains. So here he is, he's walking around the house, he sees loads of chametz. I've got food, I'm going to eat it now. Why should I take it somewhere else? I like to eat it, I won't eat it. I'm not going to hide it. But same thing on the 14th, he's looking around and says, whoa, there must be a famine going on here. A segah, I don't know what's going on. What should we do? I'm going to store my chametz. That's where you have to worry about it. So says, the Gemara. Says the Gemara that the Mishnah Yud Amid Beis is talking about when he did the B'dika on the 14th. And therefore you do have to worry. What's the loss of the Gemara? Mishnah, Mishayeh. Yerichana B'tzinah, because there's a famine here. The Chuldah are worried. Mashayeh in game. There's some B'dika on the 13th, you don't need to worry. Some B'dika on the 13th, you don't need to worry.
What about eating the matzah box?
Yeah. He's asking, he sees the matzah boxes. Yeah, so right, you see high matzah boxes until beforehand. Right there. Yeah, that's the question of the Gemara. And that's the answer of Abai. So what does Shloisha Otter mean? A challenge to you. Who can translate the word Shloisha Otter? Who can translate the word Shloisha Otter?
Maybe it is at night, which is already later gathered.
Very good. And this, Rebbe is trying to answer. He knows the kasha and he's answering it. Very good. Shreisha also means the 13th. But who does Vidicha on the 13th? To say that our Mishnah of Tetzel and Aleph is talking about doing Vidicha before this Zman on the 13th is crazy. Why should we say that's just a Mishnah? Without any mention of the 13th. You meant to know. He's talking about we're doing it before this month. And the next Mishnah is talking about we're doing it after this month. Well, what's going on? So Tzitzis Hirosh asks this, and he says because of it, he says like Baran answers. Shloisha Arthur doesn't mean Shloisha Arthur the night of the 13th. It means the night after the 13th. The normal Bedikas Chometz night. The Shloisha Arthur means Leil Bedikas Chometz. Leil Bedikas Chometz is the night after the 13th. And the 14th? No, the 14th means in the day of the 14th. If you're doing Bedikas the day. Now look at the Mishnah of Yudam Adbeis. Look at the Mishnah of Yudam Adbeis. He's talking about doing Bedikas on the day of the 14th.
What?
The mission of Yudam Adbeis is talking about doing a Bedikah on the day of the 14th.
Okay,
so very good. There, the mission said you have to be very careful. Because the night of the day of the 14th is a famine.
Like
the
Gemara goes there. First of all, the sun, we never refer to this sun. I don't want to change it and call it the next time we call it the 13th.
Yeah.
No! Yeah. Let's just say simply that we're talking about that what we do is we clean our homes and we check our rooms.
Yeah.
And we do everything we possibly can before the 14th, and then we do a halacha b'dikas chametz with teaching and things like that afterwards. Yeah, we meet the 13th. And you think you did this entire room, you checked it already.
Ain't chayshin
and you don't lock the door.
Ain't chayshin is a halacha. It's not to calm you down. Ain't chayshin is a mitzvah come to me a halacha. A halacha is that you should know your b'dikas done a good b'dikas. If you're talking about cleaning up the house, there's no halacha in cleaning up the house. So very nice, you think you've done a good job, so what are you, you're worried, you're going to have to go to the psychiatrist because you're worried, calm you down, you don't want everything's good. No! The Mishnah comes on, you're halachas! That you've got to do Chilchus Bedikas Chometz. Now you might have thought you haven't done it yet. No, you have done it! Because you've done Bedikas Chometz. I the Chul, no, don't have to worry about Chul. Say that by you, you know what that is? If you do Bedikas on the 13th. Man, what are you talking about? 13th? Who does the Bedikah on the 13th, Michlam? The stomach shading is shading, but who does the Bedikah on the 13th? And why did he not mention anything they were talking about on the 13th? So Tosfos the Rosh says like Bernard, that means the night after the 13th. Oh, why did he use that lashon?
But the house is already clean. The house is clean when they're doing Bedikas Chometz. And we're talking about the 13th means the night of the 14th, Leil 14th, when you're doing Bedikas Chometz, it's already clean. You're checking, but you cleaned the house. You cleaned already. So if we're just saying that there's a difference between the 13th and the 14th, because the 14th there's no more chametz left. When you're doing Bedikas Chometz, there's no more chametz left.
So you're saying that for the whole
house,
the chametz is bad.
Right.
Right. Very good. The thing is that it's good, what you're saying. But you obviously haven't come to my house or my neighbor's houses because at least when there's younger people.
Frozen.
Plenty of comments in the night from the 13th until say the night. Right, so the people have pizza, so I've seen people order pizza on the night of Zika's Chometz night. and then, I don't know if you know what Weetabix is.
Yes. Sir.
No, Weetabix is my brother when we were younger, my older brother, he went on 2 days before Pesach to the store to buy some Weetabix, and he came back with a box of 48. And my mother has Chalish to the how are we going to eat that? So don't worry. And the minute he finished them all off, by the chametz, they're all gone without having to burn any of them. So people do have chametz, but on the day of the 14th, when you're burning, they're ready. Okay, let's see Rashi. See if Rashi says what we say. Rashi says b'shloisha asa. B'shloisha asa is about a third of the way down of the page. B'shloisha asa. Reisha diktani ein chayshishin the Risha, the first Mishnah, the Pesach about it, that says you don't have to worry about it, is talking about Bezek B'Shloisha also, when you're checking the 13th. Shem Otzoy, Pals Harba, L'Chulva. There's loads of bread available for this Chulva. B'Sech Abbasah. She's not worried the Shire to leave over any chomet. The Sefer, and the Sefer, Behedius Manbar, who is added, the Sefer clearly, explicitly said we're talking about the 14th. Akim the Lechazi Achulda, since the Chulda didn't see pass out of the bath, didn't see lots of bread in the house, Kemosha Hirigira, like she's used to, the Shire, she will leave over. And the Yudam Beis, says that if you didn't do a bedikah on the 14th, on the night of the 14th, then you do it on the day of the 14th. That's where it says about Masha Mashiach in Echena Metzina. They come to Halach, the Maitre comes out by something Mechudesh. If somebody does a bedikah's chomet on the night of the 14th, you do not need to be careful about where you put your chomet. Right? You do a bedikah's chomet on the night of the 14th, you don't need to be careful where you put your chomet. It's only if you do a bedikah's chomet on the day of the 14th, you have to worry about it. For the night of the 14th, the Chulda's got no worries at the moment. And therefore, only if you do bedikah in the day, that's where you have to worry about the Chulda. That's the Teretz Kunta by between the 13th and the 14th. In the night of the 13th, you don't need to worry about it, because there's bread in the house, he's not worried. There's bread in other houses, he says. He's not worried, but in the daytime, when there's no bread anymore, already, you have to be more concerned. People do.
You know,
people
locked it up.
It's away. People eat. What? People still eat. Why don't we do bitl chomet? Why don't we do bitl already on the night of the 14th?
People eat. They don't have
chomet
like they usually
do. Enough that he's not going to be worried about. People have enough chomets, he's going to be worried. It's only after doing bior, there's not much nothing left. That's where, or a lot of people have already done bior, so there's only very limited amount of chomets left. Therefore, he is more concerned. But, it's a weasel brain, so, on the other name. Oh, my Rabbi! Rashi says that since he doesn't see so much bread like he's used to.
Yeah.
Right.
That verse, I'm saying, you don't see
the
Rashi saying
we're talking about the 14th verse. No. You don't see that. That's the Rashi and other Rishonim as well. They all say it, but in Rashi you don't see it. Yeah. Because of this kasha, it can't be. Moshe Kedoshi to say that the Mishnah beforehand talking about the night of the 13th. Kedoshi. Omar Rava asked him, back to the Gemara. Omar Rava, b'chi chulda nevi'ahi, is a chulda nevi'ah. This is a play on the words. For those of you that know a bit of Novi, know that Chulda was a Nevi'ah. There's a person called Chulda. She was a Nevi'ah. So it's a play on the words. V'chi Chulda Nevi'ah. Well, this Chulda is a Novi. The Yada, she knows. So it's not a big deal. Today is the 14th. But I offi ad the altar, and they're not going to be baking bread until the evening. And therefore she'll leave over umitma and hide the bread. Yeah. The chichulda nevi'ah is this chulda a nevi'ah? The yoda, that she will realize and know. So idna albisa, that today the date is the 14th. They off the other altar and they're not going to be making any new bread until the evening. Umishayra, and she will leave over umitma and hide the chomet. See Rashi. Chichulda Nevi'ahi. Lotseis Leiv Al-Kach. To take note of this. Velireis Ha-Noilad. And to look at the Noilad. Ve'yidas. And she will know. Shereyoifu Oid Hayoim. That they won't bake bread more today.
I mean, it's really, the whole thing just smells out in sentences. Now there's a plentiful bread around. Before there was, now there is. I mean, it has nothing to do with the date. It has nothing to do with knowing where the mean is.
Yeah.
It's just the fats on the ground or in the cupboards.
Right. So the Gemara means to say that The Gemara means to say this Hulda, she sees that right now there's a limited amount of bread. But why shouldn't she assume that they're going to make more bread? Why should she assume that there's no more bread? Why shouldn't she assume they're going to make more bread today? She knows people eat. The only reason why she would assume that is because she knows that today is Erev Pesach. And Erev Pesach, you're not going to get involved. And only later on Yom Tov comes in, that's when you start going to involve in preparing yourself food. So so she has to know all that, yeah? I mean, the mere fact that there's no bread in the house, but she knows people are still here, and she knows these guys eat. So what's the problem? There'll be more food soon. Mm-hmm. It's only because she knows that so today that's it. Today we're not involving ourselves. It's only in the evening. That's when they're going to be. Interesting, the Gemara says, I don't really understand. The Gemara says that she knows you're going to make bread in the evening. As if that's when they used to bake their matzahs. Well, in the evening they would bake their matzahs. That bothers me. The evening, I know people may bake matzahs dafka after chassid.
Right.
But to bake matzahs dafka at night, it's on a matcha, maybe chassidim, you know that?
No. Not at night. I've never heard of it.
Or evening. Maybe it also means evening as in first
could,
of the evening.
Very well be very, very different. People go to bakeries nowadays where everybody bakes at home. Possible that they baked, close to the Seder.
That's what Yossi's saying. Also, Yossi's saying, maybe also doesn't mean night. Night means towards the evening. Evening time. It could be, because there is such a meaning. After the big, after Chatzis.
Right.
The damage does this, and other people, I don't know. I don't think I've got nerves for that. But there's definitely such a meaning. So maybe that's what it means, also towards the evening. Oh, so is he a chulda? Is this chulda? Levia? He knows all that.
I don't understand the question. Yeah. I understand the question. When Rashi says at the beginning, the chulda sees, we're saying that they go on instinct. If they see bread, they do one thing. If they don't see bread, they do another thing. And then Rabbi says, it knows for what's going to be. I thought it said it works on instinct. It doesn't have to go by knowledge. So if it sees it, if it doesn't.
Sure asked as well. Yeah, sure asked that question. Maybe you should ask that question. But the way I understand it is that even if a chulda, this is what Rava's question was, even if a chulda sees there's a temporary shortage of bread, but since she sees people and she knows people eat, then she knows they'll make more bread. The only reason why she might get worried is because she knows that it can't be until this evening, that they're not going to be baking bread during the day. And why should she know that? Why should she know that? Right? Why should she
breathing?
Know that they're not going to be baking bread during the day? Oh, sorry about that.
You froze.
Try again. So your question is Abishua's question. Your question is Abishua's question. And I suggested an answer that even if a chulda sees that there's no chomet, as long as she sees people there, then she's not going to be worried. Because people eat. So there's no concern. It's only when people only because she knows that these people won't be baking bread, that's when she'll be concerned.
That's part of the instinct, isn't it?
That's the instinct. Okay. So Rava says different terrors. Rava says different terrors. Then what's Rava's terror? Tell him a Rava. Mash Mishayim. Yenichena Betzina. Shema. Titel. Chulda. Befaneinu. You know why you should hide what's left over? Because there's a concern that the chulda will in front of us go and take that promise. And then we talk bikach, and then you're going to have to do another bikach. If you took it before, you know, then we know already. If you saw, that's the beginning of the sugya of Testament Aleph. If you saw, then you have to worry about it. If you saw, you have to worry about it. What was you?
On Tesla,
we know that you don't have to be concerned, but if you would see, then you do have to worry. On Yud, it's telling you, make sure that doesn't happen. Make sure that you don't have a problem that you'll do Bedika, and then he might see, and then he'll take it. So what are you saying? It's obvious, don't need to tell me. No. It was a deal. The Tesla was a deal. The Mishnah of Tesla was coming to tell us that you don't have to be concerned about it. About if you don't see. We had the deer, mashma, if you would see, you do have to be concerned. But the deer, it's not a Mishnah saying that. The beauty of the case is the Mishnah telling us clearly that if you would see, it would be a problem. Okay, we'll come to your
problem.
No, I'll come to you, I'll speak to you about this later. Okay? I just want to get to the Tzudot, that's why. Mm-hmm. So, Tanya, Nami, Tanya, come on to the Rambam. I raised the lech on Chomet, Acham Dike, Kate and Yasa. What should he do? Masha Meshai, Yenichena Betina. Why? Should I tell her Chulda, Metito Bifaneinu, Mitzor Bidike Acham? That's the answer of Rambam. They shouldn't come and take in front of us. If Mari on a new pshat, if Mari says a new pshat, Shema Yenich Esav Yim Tatesha. There's a concern that maybe you will leave 10 and come and find 9. I mean, even if a chulda won't take in front of us, if I've seen that chulda has taken it, and there's a concern, right? So Mela, if you left 10 and you find 9, then you have to, says Rashi, Yim Sateisha, Marsh in the middle of Omer, the Acham Vadai, Ikin Amechesh, hey, you still have to be concerned. So Mukha Milsa Shenot Laprusa'acha, it's clear they took one piece. So Mela, that's the three answers of the Gemara. Either Abaya 13:14, or Rava, that he might take in front of us. And Mari says, even if he won't take in front of us, it's still the problem.
Would Rav agree with Rav Mari? Is he just giving another case, yes. Or is he being machmir on him?
Yes, so there's a prima godin. I want to still, we'll elaborate this on next week, Miatshem. The prima godin that talks about your point. Miatshem next week will elaborate on that point. So Rav Mari sounds like there's a new gzeria. So we have to see. Gzeria Hashem Yenich Esri Institution. That's the third territory of the Gemara. So next week we hope to go over this last part. And one more taster. But in the meantime, if I can ask you please to start doing Chazara from the Tesam of the Aleph, working through the Sugya, slowly do it properly, and Mietzchen will learn it through again. As you can see, this is one of the hardest Sugyas we've learned together. A lot of moving parts, and we have to tie it all up properly. So Mietzchen has to try and get to do some Chazara.
Are you going to send questions on the studio?
When I send questions, I thought I'll wait for the questions until we've done Chazara together. Because we're going to be doing Chazara together. We're doing it slightly different to normal. We're doing Chazara together this time. So very, it's just a small point regarding Tu Bishvat. It says in Yerushalmi that when a farmer plants a seed, he has emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because it doesn't make sense. How can it be a person would take a seed to the
top
and invest in destroying it? Invest in destroying it. You're taking a seed, which costs money, and you're destroying it, putting it in the ground. That is because you believe that Hashem wants these seeds to grow, and Hashem will bring the water, and will give all the earth the nutrients to make it grow. That's what the Yerushalmi says. So, Rabbi Yaakov Greenwald said the same regarding every person. We know Chalitzal are compared to Kromim. Chalitzal are compared to saplings. We are the saplings of Hashem. So what are the payers that we produce? They're the mitzvahs. They're the things that we're trying to do. So a person, when he's about to, whatever he's planning to do, how come he's not worried? So how do I know maybe I won't succeed? Why am I even bothering to try? Who says I'm going to succeed? That is the same idea. But since Ribbono Shel Olam is planted us, and we are going to be producing the fruit, Hashem will give all these kreches. Hashem will give the kreches. God made the star there. A person is compared to a tree. He will give all the kreches. And a mela will be able to succeed in whatever we're doing. So any sugar that we're starting, or any necessity you're trying to learn, or Allah, whatever you're trying to do, there's no room for any yielsh bechlav. No room, I'll never succeed. No, if you want to succeed, you should be able to, because not every farmer plants seeds. Does so knowing that this rinsham is going to arrange the kechet to come. So we all have to be able to, the same idea, that when we're starting something, when we're learning something, You have to realize the Rebbeinu Shem is the one who planted us, and he's going to give us the keichas for it, and we're going to be able to succeed in Yad Vashem. So you should have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. I'm sorry, Mordechai, about the freezing. I apologize.
It's
the Simcha. You're mute, Mordechai.
Hashem should give us the keichas to continue on. They have
Yeah. And yes, Hashem should come and join us through Mordechai. Yes, Hashem.